The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Friday, 7th of September, 2012. Oh, what's going on here? Oh, the same old usual suspects showing up in the same old places. We've got Senator Dianne Feinstein. Yes, I can remember going to hearings back in the 90s. The Senate was really interested to know what the citizen militias were all about. So I went over to Washington, D.C., and sat in the first row and watched the proceedings. Senator Dianne Feinstein sitting on the very end. I am a little thirsty, so I go up and get some water that was carefully placed in front of her seat. And I just walked over and grabbed the water and the glass, and I poured myself a nice glass of water, and I was looking at her. She did her best to ignore me. But it was about that very same time that it was discovered that Dianne Feinstein kept what in her purse for personal protection? A handgun. Okay. So there she is, the hypocrite that she is, sitting on this Senate committee trying to discover why citizen militias are popping up. And basically the reason, thank you, Bill Clinton, very much, and your gun-grabbing wife, and all that other stuff, and all the gun bans. Well, Dianne Feinstein is at it again. When she goes back to the Senate, and you people in California, I know you live on a San Andreas fault. I know we got good Californians out there. But let me tell you, if there was like a 90.1 on the Richter scale and the fault broke and California slid out on the ocean, we would sing fairly well and give you a good sea burial. Why do you keep electing people like Dianne Feinstein? You know, and if you're really seriously a Democrat and not a stone-cold communist or socialist, these people look into their financial records. They're sitting there building a mass, just a huge pile of cash, just amassing cash. Hand over fist. You people are starving out there. You're going to go jobless. We know you got one of the worst state budget deficits in your history. But yet you keep electing people like her. She was president of the San Francisco's Board of Supervisors in what she calls the city's day of infamy in 1978 when a former colleague shot and killed Harvey Milk and Mayor George Moscone. Since then, Feinstein has been one of the most vocal proponents of gun control on Capitol Hill. Well, at the delegates' breakfast, she said, "Weapons of war do not belong on the streets, in our classrooms, in our schools, or in our movie theaters." By the way, she co-sponsored the assault weapon ban that was signed into law in 1994. It expired in 2004. But don't worry, Dianne's coming back with a vengeance.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com. Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I want to get into, remember the other day I mentioned about a story here about, well, just how certain groups of people come out and said that, you know, we've studied organics, we've studied organic foods, and, well, you know, there's not that much difference, you know, save for maybe a few pesticides or, you know, a contaminant or two that might be in it. You know, nutritionally, organic foods are no different than the regular foods. Now, that caught a lot of people's attention. And what I'm going to do a little bit later is give you the deep background on this one from Natural News. I read the article by Tony Cartolucci, I think his name is, and he's done a follow-up with a little bit of help, and they ferreted out how this all works. It's very revealing, folks, very revealing. A lot of stuff that goes in Washington, there are groups and individuals hired to pose a certain view. And this is what is propagated or promoted or, probably better put, propagandized. If you're for something, they're usually in the think tanks writing against it. If you're against something, they'll put out a false paradigm and you attack that paradigm, and it's the people that, well, actually wrote this stuff. Do you want to know who wrote Obamacare? You know, this was Teddy Kennedy's and Hillary Clinton's dream. You know, these are all what good socialists and communists do. Just refer back to Franklin Delano, really was a card-carrying communist, Roosevelt, which his name was not Roosevelt, it was Rosenvelt. The guy was Jewish. But see, it wasn't real popular back then to give your real name and become president of the United States. Any more than the commander-in-chief that's in office right now is really Barack Hussein Obama. His real name is Barry Sartoro. And no, he was not born an American citizen. Sorry, but get over it. But there's more surprises in the political front. Guess what? Mitt Romney's daddy wasn't even an American. He was a Mexican national. So, you know, in this world today, what is up is down. What's inside is out. What is straight is crooked. At any rate, I wanted to touch on the U.S. healthcare system. And this is truly amazing because, ladies and gentlemen, I can remember growing up that there were good hospitals, good doctors that weren't concerned about cash or prestige. They were more concerned about their Hippocratic oath. You notice I didn't say hypocritic oath. I said Hippocratic oath. That first, do no harm. And that would mean do no harm to the patient by way of extracting unnecessary dollars or being a lousy doctor or taking shortcuts or doing what you know to be wrong, but just to satisfy a patient to get them out of your office or your hospital. It was truly a whole different system of healthcare when I was growing up. We didn't have major insurance companies playing middleman and soaking up 50, 60, 70, and many times higher percentage per dollar that you think that you're getting by way of your insurance, that the insurance company is actually playing the middleman and skimming most of the money out of the system. So after they're done with it, and then the doctors, which should hang their heads in shame because they were participatory in this country of jacking up health care costs as well. And not to totally blame them, they had to make adjustments because of insurances and how insurance companies dealt with hospitals and billing practices and so on and so forth. So at any rate, the U.S. health care system squanders $750 billion a year, roughly 30 cents of every medical dollar. Through unneeded care, Byzantine paperwork, fraud, and other waste, the influential Institute of Medicine said Thursday in a report that ties directly into the presidential campaign. Isn't that nifty? Barack Obama and the Republican, old Romney, are accusing each other of trying to slash Medicare and put seniors at risk. But the counterintuitive finding from the report is that deep cuts are possible without rationing, and a leaner system may even produce better quality. Gee, to put the healthcare industry in competition with itself to deliver a better product or service? What a concept! I've used the analogy before. You got two hospitals in a city. One city, you go there, you got lousy care, you're treated like other than what you expect to be treated. You know, you languish around in processing, and doctors don't seem to give a damn, and then you get the bill, and you go, holy mackerel. I had a woman the other day tell me she just went to the hospital, emergency room, she cut her hand. Nothing life-threatening, but she knew she needed stitches. What did she get? A doctor, a little bit of local, shot into her hand so the doctor could put five stitches in, and then she got the bill for $2,700. I looked at her and I said, lady, I've got antibiotics stuffed away. I could have deadened your hand, and I'm not a bad seamstress when necessary. Hell, I would have done it for $20. But it just goes to show, you know, just showing up at the hospital. You know, it used to be, what's your name and what's your address? And billing was a thing that took place after the emergency service was carried out, or the hospitalization, or the surgical procedure, or whatever. Then you were sent down to billing, and you were sent a bill. Now when you walk in the hospital, how they identify you is, what kind of insurance do you have? Is that you on that card? Okay. Please come in and sit down. At any rate, Healthcare in America presents a Monday. It's just a paradox. Let's just call it that. From a report from an 18-member panel of prominent experts, including doctors, business people, and public officials, they came out with this. The past 50 years have seen an explosion in biomedical knowledge, dramatic innovation in therapies and surgical procedures and management of conditions that previously were fatal. Yay, yippee for them. Yet American health care is falling short of basic dimensions of quality, outcomes, cost, and equity. That's what the report concluded. If banking worked like health care, ATM transactions would take days. Home builders were like health care. Carpenters and electricians and plumbers would work from different blueprints and hardly talk to each other. If shopping were like healthcare, prices would not be posted and could vary widely within the price itself could vary widely, say within the same store, depending on who was paying. If airline travel was like healthcare, individual pilots would be free to design their own pre-flight safety checks or not perform them at all if they didn't feel like it. Now, how much is $750 billion? The one-year estimate of healthcare waste is equal to more than 10 years of Medicare cuts in the Obama administration's healthcare law. Getting healthcare costs better controlled is one of the keys to reducing the deficit, the biggest domestic challenge facing the next president. The report did not lay out a policy prescription for Medicare and Medicaid, but suggested there's plenty of room for lawmakers to find a path. Yeah. And I'm sure they're going to find one. By the way, as I started to say, the think tanks and the people that write stuff that you can be opposed to, well, guess who wrote Obamacare? The health insurance companies. Don't you remember the stories that first came out? Oh, the health insurance companies, they're all afraid, you know, they're going to be put out of business. There's only going to be so many of them. These were the very people that wrote the legislation. So, you know, I mean, this is absolutely insanity. More than 18 months in the making, this report identified six major areas of waste. Unnecessary services, $210 billion annually. Inefficient delivery of care, $130 billion. Excess administrative cost, $190 billion. Inflated prices. You know, you've heard of the $5 Band-Aids, you know, that you can go to the store and buy three boxes and end up with 300 Band-Aids. Well, yeah, inflated prices, $105 billion. Prevention failures, $55 billion. Fraud, $75 billion. Adjusting for some overlap among the categories, the panel settled on an estimated. Remember, this was kind of a long-term, year-and-a-half study. They pegged it around $750 billion, and they tried to be conservative because they wanted to be accurate. Well, examples of wasted care included repeat colonoscopies within 10 years of the first such test, early imaging for most back pain, and brain scans for patients who fainted but didn't have seizures. See, this is where the diagnostic ability of the doctor is going to like put aside, and he's going to be extra careful here. You know, he doesn't want to get sued. You know, malpractice insurance is high enough as it is. So let's order an MRI. Let's do a brain scan for somebody that fainted. Chances are, and I'm no doctor, but chances are you're dehydrated. The report makes 10 recommendations, including payment reforms, to reward quality results instead of reimbursing for each procedure, improving the coordination among different kinds of service providers, leveraging technology to reinforce sound clinical decisions, and educating patients to become more savvy consumers. In other words, quit doing stuff that's not good for you. We used to know what that was, but of course we had clean air to breathe and wholesome foods to eat and, well, all of that other stuff. And we'll get into, as I said, the real deal and the deep background on who these people are that come out and said organics aren't any better than the rest of the stuff. You don't like the GMO crap that Monsanto is shoving down our very throats.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered Ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org. RNA drops.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
We are back. There's more to this story, but you get the idea here. It's just insane. Insurance companies playing middlemen. Doctors, as I said, should hang your heads because you were in on the game as well. You know, and it used to be, and I know this has happened to you out there. I read a story just yesterday. Somebody emailed it to me. And it actually happened to them and a friend of theirs. That they were double billed from a hospital, and they called it in to the insurance company. One was Geico, and I forget what the other one was, HBS or something, I don't know. But anyhow, they told them, hey, don't worry about it. You know, hey, don't worry about it. You know, the hospitals will get kickbacks from the insurance companies. So it's all this philandering little game out there, and what's at stake is your health and your pocketbook. One you can't replace with money, and the other one you just can't replace at all. Alan in Texas. Hello, Alan.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Yeah, in Texas now by way of Michigan, like yourself.
Oh, Michigander down here. What part of Texas?
Midland.
Oh, but it's a dry heat.
Yeah, that's right, it is. Yeah. Because I've lived in Austin, I know the difference, let me tell you.
Well, you know, but people still, I mean, we're kind of like, they call it Central Texas, but if you were to put a map a pin right dead center in Texas. That ain't sent.
No.
That's out there in the really dry. Most people don't realize that Texas is so big. We have two different weather controlling things, one coming off the Gulf for Dallas and Houston. We get just a little bit of that humidity, but we're sitting like right on the edge of what's green in Texas, and west of me here is nothing but very dry and very brown. But
right.
Generally, humidity no more than 30%.
Yeah. Well, we average around 10 here, so.
in Midland, yeah, you would. Yeah, well, you're out there with the desert stuff,
yep.
Armadillos and whatnot. Yeah. Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, you've mentioned this before about Roosevelt being really Rosenfelt.
Yeah.
And I have tried research on that. I can't get anywhere. If you could pinpoint me, where can I go to find some information on that? And I assume then that his older cousin, Teddy Roosevelt, would have been the same?
Quite possibly, yes. Yeah.
Cousins, weren't they? Or second cousins?
Yeah. I really carry a big stick of Roosevelt.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I really didn't think about that. Yeah, but you would be right.
So if the name change took place, it would have been, well, when was he president? 1908?
Yeah.
See, so we'd have to go back probably into the late 1800s to track that down.
You know, this is some of the stuff that's scrubbed from the history books that you really don't find. Springsteen, Abraham Lincoln's real name. It wasn't Lincoln, it was Springsteen.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, it's stuff like this that you can't make up, but I promise you this, Alan, I can't cite verbatim. I just pulled that out of my memory hole, and it forgot to read the attachment with it. But I will find that out for you. But, yeah, we researched it out years ago. A friend of mine, as a matter of fact, Jack Otto, now dead. I miss him very much, but Jack was the one that ferreted the information out, presented the evidence to me that was irrefutable.
Well, if you find something, put it on your website.
I certainly will.
Thank you.
Okay, will do. Speaking of websites, wanted to make this announcement to folks. Robbie Noel got in contact with us. A lot of people have been asking us what happened to Robbie Noel. Well, let us know what has happened. Well, he just sent us an update here. And that was today at about 12:30 in the afternoon. He says, to all my friends at RBM, sometimes life throws you a curveball. Recently, I had a medical crisis while in Mexico, which forced me to make a sudden departure from my show in Mexico and head home to South Africa. Sorry it's taken me so long and giving you a call, giving you all an explanation, rather. The doctors I saw in Mexico thought I had a heart attack. Since my return to Durban, South Africa, I've seen two local doctors who both confirmed what I had was a transient ischemic attack. And I actually looked that up. And what that is a little mini stroke, precursor warning signs for a major stroke, for all the information that I read. He says, my road to recovery is going to take some time, so I'm not sure when I'll be able to update you on my condition. I just wanted to thank you, all of you, who have sent me personal emails. It really means a lot, and I thank you for that. I'm sure I'll be back at some time. I just don't know when. So till then, my friends, stay long and strong. God bless each and every one of you. Warm regards, Robbie. And when the man does heal up and he gets his health back, we will find him a spot again on this network. I just loved Robbie because he was a well-traveled, well-informed individual. And he just had such a unique voice. You know, just one made, an intriguing voice made for radio. So, Robbie, I'm very glad to hear from you, my friend. And speedy recovery. And we'll see you back here. All right. Another phone call coming in. Should I snag this one quickly before break? No. All right. We'll take the break. 800-313-9443. Story by Paul Craig Roberts. He was kind of like with the Reagan economics trickle-down stuff, but Paul Craig Roberts has proved since those infamous days of the Reagan administration, he was an economic advisor. Maybe it wasn't his trickle-down stuff, but he has proven himself to be rock solid with his information. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
John, how are you?
Man, it's Friday, and I'll tell you what, this week seemed like it was 2 weeks long.
Yes, it did. One thing I'd like to say about Robbie is, of course, I've been listening to y'all's station, and Robbie, since a couple of weeks after y'all opened up, and Robbie is a very genuine person, and a very warm individual, and the kind of human being that I would be glad to say is my friend if I knew him in real life, and would be proud to tell others he is my friend.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I just, you know, I had one crackpot call me on the air one day, and Paul Drockton, we were lucky enough, we were able to bring Paul Drockton over from Jeff Rentz. And it was just timing, and it was perfect. He knows what's going on. I don't know if you've heard the man's program. He's on in the mornings on the network. And he knows what the heck's going on. He's our kind of people. And this idiot called up and says, well, you know, that's kind of disrespecting Robbie, replacing him, you know, just like that. Well, we had not heard from Robbie. He had simply made a call to me to tell me that, look, I'm out of this game for a while. I'll let you know what's going on, and it's taken all this time for him to get back to us. So things must have been pretty difficult for the man. But suffice it to say, you know, on this, I've had some friends go here. Jack Otto that I just mentioned. On my Tuesday program, Bob Chapman.
Yeah.
Joyce Rosenwald, what I did with Peter Neese. Tuesdays I had Bob Chapman, Peter Neese, and Joyce Rosenwald on Wednesdays. Joyce is dead, died of a major brain aneurysm. I mean, I've watched good people go, and there's going to be more to come. You live long enough, you'll outlive everybody. All your friends, your family, everybody.
Well, John, I've been calling y'all for a long time. I think you kind of, you know, recognize me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know I'm not a nutball case. And I usually, if I'm going to bother to call, have something at least minimally intellectual and logical to offer. your theme for your network is Republic Broadcasting. I think my granddaughter's on the.
Well, she wants to join in on the conversation.
Yeah, I think my 3-year-old granddaughter's trying to join in there.
Bless her heart.
Your theme of your network is Republic Broadcasting because you can handle the truth.
Yep.
And, you know, for all the years I've been listening to your various guests and calling them, baby, hang the phone up. Not once has anyone on your network ever cut me off their program. Not once. And I just wanted to mention it to you that I find it a bit disturbing that a Mr. Rivero not only seems not to be able to handle the truth, he seems to be completely intolerant of any opinion contrary to his.
He moves at the speed of light. He knows what he knows, and that's what he knows. I am not going to get myself in a position, Dan, to either defend a talk show host on this network or be their guillotine. Honey, hang up the phone. Hello.
Just a second, let me.
Yeah, go over there. Oh. Just there you go.
Hang the phone up. Now come on out of there.
Nah, there we go. Get her away from the instrument of destruction.
Come on,
there.
Come on.
Anyhow, Dan.
There we go.
Look.
Well, John, I'm not expecting you to defend him or to criticize him. I'm just telling you what I have to say, and I know you are not necessarily needing to do either one, defend him or condemn him.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know. You know, he's got that little bully pulpit button that when he doesn't like what people have to say because it doesn't jive with what he believes, he hits his little bully pulpit button and cuts you off. And I don't, without you expressing anything you wish to or not, I just want you to know how I feel about it. And I think the man is flat out right an intellectual fraud and a coward.
Well, thank you very much for that, Dan. That's a conversation that you and I probably could have had off air, or you could have been a little less cynical about it. What I do find fascinating about Michael Rivero, that he's nonstop for 3 hours. Once he does plug in, he brings a lot of information. Is he intolerant of some people's viewpoints? Yes, I've noticed that. But for the value of him being on this network and the information he brings, I cannot find fault with him. Some people don't like him because he is brusque at times and short, but that's his personality. You know, any more than, you know, there's some people that can't stand my personality. Dan, it is what it is.
I understand.
All right.
And I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
All right. You know, I could have hit my bully pulpit button. But folks, you know, understand something. You know, running a network, you know, this is why Ted Anderson at GCN never does his own show. Because he doesn't want to be that intimately involved in the network. I am. But please, to have some, I don't want to use the decorum. It places me in a position that I don't like being in. Because I don't agree, believe this or not, do you think everybody on this network, with every word that they speak or every contention or every opinion that they have, that I agree with them? No. Do I agree with a heck of a lot of what they have to say? Yes. But see, they're not here for me. They're here for you. Dan, this man doesn't float your boat, but he floats the boat of other people. You know, it is what it is. And people have choice. They can choose to listen to him or not listen to him the same way that they can do with me. So, it is what it is, my friend. Art. Hello, Art.
Good afternoon, John.
Hi.
Well, this isn't what I called about, but I think maybe it needs some discussion here because, you know, you don't want to step into a position. I understand that and I respect that, but I'll do it for you.
Oh, thank you.
Well, think about Mike, okay? Mike is a great guy. Mike, like you said, he's a power pack. I mean, he lays the power punch and the knockout blow every single time. And he's not afraid to stand for what he believes in. You know, to speak out and stand on what he believes.
The one thing you can't call him is a hypocrite, can you?
No, you can't.
Yeah.
And he's cut me off before, like when he would talk about September 11th, and he cut me off because he truly believes a plane hit the Pentagon. Well, I disagree with him, but it doesn't mean that I'm not going to listen to him because I disagree with his position and the fact that he cut me off.
We have an ongoing joke between Rivero and I about chemtrails.
Right.
Yeah, they don't spray in Hawaii, so Mike never sees chemtrails. Here, we saw them every day of our lives.
Absolutely.
Now, you have a tendency to believe what you can see.
Right.
He hasn't seen them.
Right. Well, here's another one. More examples, okay? Carolyn Yeager used to be on the network, and so was David Manning. Now, Carolyn Yeager, I had issue with her because of her position as a National Socialist, and when I called her live on her show and called her out on it and asked her, she defended her position. So since I have an issue with people who are National Socialists,
mm-hmm.
I just simply did not listen to her show. David Manning, I used to really enjoy listening to Pastor Manning until
sure.
he said Palestine should pack up and get out and give Israel the land back. I stopped listening. This is how people should approach this, not calling your show and complaining about another host. Just if you have issue with a host, don't listen to their show. Nobody's twisting your arm.
Yeah, and you know what? I Pastor Manning, I he is a good man, and I tried to direct him, and we have a problem in this country. The more evangelical types have this tendency to cleave to that which they have been instructed in, and this is this kind of an unholy alliance between Israel and the United States, both politically and biblically. Now, and then it gets really confusing. But I have a tendency to stay away from that subject matter because imagine all the people I could really get to. I could really get to by going into the religious issues and saying, you know, well, this group believes this and that group over there believes that. I don't get into the issue. I am not a preacher. This is not my calling. I am not there to help save your mortal soul. You know, before you shuffle off this mortal coil, we have atheists in this country, we have agnostics, we have deeply religious people of many different religious beliefs, and that Allah's I'm interested in is the here and the now and the temporal. Does that excuse us from moral and ethics? Where did this stuff come from? Well, a lot of it came from a Bible and many other philosophical teachings. But I don't get into the religious issue because that is one that's divisive. I leave people to their own beliefs.
And I am right there with you, man. I'll tell you what. But see, here's one of the wonderful things about RBN. You and this is what I respect about you because you don't do like mainstream media, owners of media corporations like Fox and ABC and NBC and the rest of these clowns. You allow your hosts a lot of leeway, and you don't try to regulate them or censor them.
Nope.
And I have a great deal of respect for you on that issue. And that's one of the things I think that makes RBN so unique as a media outlet is that your network brings such a wide variety of views and opinions that can generate real, true debate. And you don't find that just anywhere. That takes a lot of heart and soul.
Well,
and it's something like what you've created.
And Art, here's another thing, and you just rattled my little memory cage up here. You know, all these hosts on this network, they have value. If they have an opinion or a certain point of view on something, if you listen to them, you're going to find something you agree with.
Right.
You know, it's I never it's been likened being a radio network CEO, chief cook and bottle washer, call me what you will. In this type of environment, it's like trying to herd feral cats. And because of what you said, the diverse opinions, the different approaches, I am going to let the people decide who they like and who they don't like. I can look at the numbers. Okay, we keep numbers on all the talk show hosts. And every once in a while, I'll call one of these guys up and going, hey, you know, I went into the archives, listened to a few of your shows. I may give them some pointers, but I'm not going to admonish them for their points of view or whatever. They either sink or swim with this audience or find an audience on this network, or they don't. I don't ever try to control what they say.
And I that's one of the things that I have a great deal of respect for you and your network for. But I will tell you, you know, I was glad when Mike came back, but now I'm heartbroken because, like with Mike, he and I have some disagreements. Like, I don't think a plane hits the Pentagon. He believes it does. Okay, we agree to disagree.
Sure.
But you recently lost Maggie Rodden, and she and I have a difference of opinion on how far, you know, just what, where do you draw that line in the freedom of speech? And she and I have somewhat similar but somewhat varying opinions where I believe there's a line that you don't cross. Like, you don't protest at funerals calling, you know, saying it's the will of God that your son is dead because he fought in whatever war. But even though I disagreed with her on that, I loved her show. Great information, you know, that she brought out all the time. And I really miss her, man. Is there some way we can get her back? I don't like Orion at all. I do not like Orion.
Okay.
That's where she's at now.
Well, and I understand that. You know, maybe in the future, I don't know. You know, she might come back. You know, we brought back Dr. Rebecca Carley.
Oh, yeah, and I am absolutely tickled pink on that one.
And there were a few problems we have had in the past, and we ironed those things out, and we invited her back on the network. I'm very glad to have her back. She was on Deanna Spingola's show today, as a matter of fact. But at any rate, enough about me and the talk show host and the network and all that other stuff, Art. Anything else you got on your mind?
Well, I was actually originally calling in about, you know, when you were talking about this garbage, that there's no difference between organic and store-bought and whatever, but I've taken enough of your time. I'll wait until you bring that topic up again, and then I'll call in.
All right. Appreciate it, Art. Thanks. Yeah, you know, there's no easy answer to that either. And a lot of these people, now, good, bad, or indifferent, I have put people on this network that have never in their life done radio. They might have been guests, but they've never done radio before. They've never sat down with a clock and the responsibility of being there every single day, or if they've got a weekend show, being there every weekend. There have been people that I've interviewed, and right in the middle of the conversation, asked them, have you ever done radio before? Well, yeah, I'm doing it right now. No, that's not what I mean. Have you ever wanted to host your own show to take what knowledge and your life experience and put that in a certain direction to share that with people? Well, no, I never have. Well, we're going to call you right after the show and see if you're interested. Do you have any interest in it? And a lot of these people, I put them right on the spot, right on the air. Would you be interested in doing a show? I remember this general that was in charge of Abu Ghraib when she tried to blow the whistle and got busted down to colonel. We put her on the air, even though that I do not agree with women being in the military. No emails and phone calls about that one. And I said that right on the air. I said, you know, you are a marvelous person. You're a great patriot. You've accomplished much in your career in the military, but I don't agree with women being in the military. And she was very gracious about that. That told me right then and there to take that kind of direct criticism about what sex she is in the military and to do it with such a grace. I just knew she had to be on the network. And that was Janice Karpinski. And she might come back. We'll see. But at any rate, enough about that. Let me get in to a couple of... Well, let me take Bill in Elgin. Bill, I just refreshed my screen, and there you were. If you do me a favor, hang on. We'll take the break. We'll be right back right after this.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. Bill in Elgin. I take it that's Illinois?
No, Elgin, Texas.
Oh, well, very good.
290.
Okay.
Just outside of Austin. But anyway, I'll try to make this quick. I spent a little over 11 months in the hospital, the L.A. County Hospital. I had state insurance. I worked for the state.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was intensive care for a month, this guy would come in like 5 in the morning, the heart expert, and he would spend literally a minute looking at the heart monitor, checking the chart, and he was charging my insurance company $800 a visit. And I did the math, and just for me, he was getting $23,000 for that month. And there was four little sections in that part of intensive care with four people in each bed. Now, I don't know how many of these sections there were, you know, because I'm in intensive care, but just in my section, he was getting $380,000 a month.
Hmm.
And I called the insurance company, and they go, oh, there's nothing we can do. But I had something else interesting happen. While I was, you know, I spent, like I said, over 11 months in the hospital with the surgeries and cancer I was dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
I got notes from this guy, his name, that was coming from Tijuana every 2 weeks to get his free chemotherapy. And I had a whole list of names like this. And there were some gang members from L.A. and just several other people that were getting their chemo. And I asked them, are you getting billed for this? And they're going, no. So when I get out of the hospital, they said I owed them $98,000 that wasn't covered under insurance. So I said, well, I want to talk to a lawyer in your billing department. And I made an appointment, and I gave them these names. And I said, okay, if you ever bother me about my bill or do anything with my credit, I will sue you under due process, and the first thing I will do is a discovery of all your billing practices, or I should say collecting practices.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lawyer and a judge in the family. I never got another bill, and I never heard from them. Never showed up on my credit report or nothing.
Well, and here again, I mean, unless this guy in his part-time job of walking on water, guy billing out at $800 a minute? I mean, seriously? You know, this is where these hospitals, good qualified physicians, they need them. That's the basis of every hospital, that and the nursing staff. You know, let's not disinclude the janitorial staff that's supposed to keep everything clean and, you know, on and on it goes. We understand that they have their overhead. But it's the hospitals themselves and the insurance companies and these doctors. You know, this is why they don't have totally clean hands here. Oh, they're all threatening to quit because of Obamacare. Because why? Well, you know, I'm going to be put on this salary and I'm going to be paid as much as some other medical doctor and I'm a specialist. Well, yeah, but accept the responsibility of you jacking up the cost as well. You know, and I've had a couple of different occasions, Bill, in the last couple of years, a motorcycle accident. Had one insurance company said, well, your insurance didn't pay this and pay up or we're taking it to court. And I says, well, I'm not refusing to pay you. We need to work out some terms. And I forget what the bill was, $5,000. I said, I'll pay $100 a month. Well, that's not acceptable. And I said, well, too damn bad. I'm making you an offer. It's within your purview to decline it. And I said, go ahead and turn it over to a collection agency. You can get a judgment against me. But if I don't have money to give you right now, what makes you think because you get a judgment and automatically I'll come up with it? I've made you the offer that I can pay you. Either take it or leave it. They took it.
Well, I hear the music. Keep up the good work. And I enjoy Mike very much. I've listened to him over three networks.
All right, Bill.
Just my 2 cents.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, for everybody that likes somebody, there's somebody that doesn't like him. Pick and choose your spots, folks. Variety. How about if everybody on this network sounded like me? Ugh. We'll be right back.
It's true.